It's a battle every mother has fought in every generation. That three-word charge that can mean the difference between getting sick or being well. Wash your hands. Of course, it would be okay with most kids if washing their hands was a monthly thing, or at most, maybe once a week. Our kids did it. I suppose you know at least one other who has done it. They come in from doing who knows what with those hands, and they say, "They're not dirty." Now, there may not be any brown slime dripping from those little hands, but you can be sure they're carrying a lot of nasty little critters. And it's amazing what happens when you get some soap and water on those hands. The sink is suddenly covered with some pretty yucky-looking stuff coming off those hands. Surprise, kid! You couldn't see it, but your hands were dirty. You just didn't realize how dirty. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the dirty hands detector. Our word for today from the Word of God. We are in 2 Chronicles 30, verse 15, where some folks who thought they were clean found out about some dirt they didn't know they were carrying. It's the time of King Hezekiah, one of the greatest of Judah's rulers. When he takes the throne, the nation is a moral and spiritual sewer, with idolatrous altars literally on every street corner. But Hezekiah turns his entire culture around and leads the people into a powerful national revival. But it started with the spiritual leaders. You know what? It still does today. After cleaning out the neglected, defiled temple of God, Hezekiah calls the people together for a national Passover celebration. It's been a long time since the people of God have observed this holy remembrance of God's deliverance. Listen to what happens to the spiritual leaders, the priests and the Levites, as they begin to prepare for this holy moment. They slaughtered the Passover lamb. The priests and the Levites were ashamed and consecrated themselves, and brought burnt offerings to the temple of the Lord. Then they took up their regular positions. Okay, here the leaders are. In the middle of preparing for a service, suddenly they stop what they're doing. They're ashamed. Suddenly, they are deeply aware of their sin, their compromise, their failures. What do they do to get over the shame? They consecrate themselves to God. They get rid of the garbage. There's something pretty powerful here. Something that any of us who've been given any spiritual leadership needs to absorb. Like these priests and Levites, maybe you've been entrusted with some spiritual responsibility. You're teaching or you're leading or broadcasting or parenting or preaching or counseling, organizing, administering God's work. Look what happened to the spiritual leaders in Hezekiah's day. As they began to handle the holy, they realized they were not holy enough to handle it. They didn't realize what dirt there was on their hands until they began to handle holy things. That's exactly what should be happening to you and me as we do the work God has given us, seeing the dirt we need to deal with before we handle the holy. First, we need to always remember we're handling the very things of God, our holy, holy, holy God. Do not ever let your work for Him become careless or mechanical or self-serving. It is a solemn, even dangerous mistake to handle the holy without clean hands. That's why God says in Isaiah 52:11, "Touch no unclean thing. Come out from it and be pure, you who carry the vessels of the Lord." Serving Christ is not fun and games, just some little spiritual exercise. It requires a holy life behind it. It produces a holy life. If you let it sink in, what an incredible honor it is to be asked by a thrice holy God to handle what is His. Like a child, you may look at what people can see of you and say, "My hands aren't dirty." But let your Savior begin to show you what you're doing that He can't bless. Let Him cleanse your hands before you touch the sacred. No child should handle food without clean hands. No child of God should handle the holy work of God without hands, without a heart that God would call clean.